This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States hopes to create conditions where people will be able to and will want to return home to their countries rather than risk emigrating to the United States. Speaking in Lima, Peru, Saturday, the third stop on his South American tour, Pompeo said the Trump administration hopes the millions who have fled Venezuela will soon be able to return home.
Our objective is to allow people to stay in their home countries. This is President Trump's desire. We want to create conditions in these countries where they can stay in their own country and they don't have the need to migrate somewhere else.
Meanwhile, in Caracas, thousands of President Nicolas Maduro's supporters filled the streets to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the founding of Venezuela's National Bolivarian Militia by former President Hugo Chavez. On Sunday, Pompeo continues to the Colombian border town of Cúcuta to visit with Venezuelan refugees. International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde says her organization will not help Venezuela deal with its economic crisis until a large majority of its members decide who to recognize as the country's leader. Speaking in Washington at the IMF meeting Saturday, Lagarde said the majority of members have to decide who to recognize, and that process has not started yet.
And as soon as that happens and we can actually identify the authorities, then we stand ready to move in and help and, sort of harness all our resources if we are asked to help together with others.
Venezuela has been struggling with a deep economic crisis marked by widespread food and medicine shortages as well as hyperinflation. An estimated 3.7 million Venezuelans have fled the country. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least